2 this week in the Boyneside Survey, Imagination with Just an Illusion. At 16 minutes now to 1, let's play you, the highest riser in the international charts this week. The new single to come from Paul McCartney and Stevie Wonder, together on this new one. Really wonderful.
What we need to survive together.
Tell you what you'll do, mark my words, in a couple of weeks' time that is going to be number one in Great Britain, no doubt about it. Paul McCartney and Stevie Wonder with a new song, and it's called Ebony and Ivory. Just 12 minutes now to 2. Here's another group that's producing some wonderful music, Shack Attack. This is their latest survey sound. It's called Nightbirds. That really tickles me under the armpits and makes me smile. Oh, lovely. That's Shag Attack there. That's their new single, which is called Nightbirds, and a follow-up to Easier Said Than Done. 7 minutes to one, and by the way, a reminder that at 1 o'clock this afternoon, through until 1:15, before we join the news team for local, national and international news, we'll have your lunchtime digesters for you, okay? And an example of what we'll be giving you in our digestives this afternoon, coming up after the commercial break from Elton John.
Great news for Balbriggan. Prinsworth's big new supermarket is now open. And that means that you can now get the lowest possible prices on all your weekly shopping. From groceries to fresh foods, from wines to hardware, we've got them all at really keen prices. Quinsworth's new supermarket in Balbriggan. It's just off the main street on the road to Cardew Marina, and it's open now. Get it all together in Balbriggan
at Quinsworth.
Boyne Furnishings in the Boyne Shopping Centre, Drogheda. Quality Axminster carpets reduced to only $9.95 a square yard. And this price includes rubber underlay and free fitting by experts. Boyne Furnishings bedding department is the best in town, with single divan beds from only £39 and 4x6 king-size orthopedics from only £125. Only at Boyne Furnishings in the Boyne Shopping Centre, Drogheda. In their admin corner, it's full of bargains. Coffee tables from £15, chest of drawers £25, kitchen stools only £6.95, bedside lockers only £8.95, plus many other items only at Boyne Furnishings. In fact, you can solve all your household furnishing problems by calling to Boyne Furnishings in the Boyne Shopping Centre, Drogheda. Carpets, furniture, bed and kitchen utensils all are greatly reduced. But there is a word of caution. All these bargains are here today, but could be gone tomorrow. Contact Boyne Furnishings in the Boyne Shopping Centre, Drogheda. Phone 041 31286.
Now everybody wants to travel across the world today. Well, Star Travel can help you should you come our way. Your reservations are a business. We'll help you pick and choose the holiday of your lifetime, one on which you can't lose. We'll send you surfing in LA, skiing in Italy, or mountain climbing in Nepal, wherever you feel free. If you prefer scuba diving, or lying on the sand, our expertise will help you do just what you have planned.
This year? Why not call into Star Travel and talk to me? See you soon.
Don't forget that we are bonded. Your holidays in safe hands. The holiday of your lifetime. We'll go just as you planned.
Star Travel, Stockwell Street in Drogheda. Your bonded travel agent.
Owen Bowery.
Baby's got blue eyes like a deep blue sea on a blue, blue day. Blue eyes, baby's got blue. Morning comes, she's alone. Again. Blue eyes. Baby's got blue eyes. Like a clear blue sky. Watching
underway at the Lunchtime Digest this afternoon. Elton John, what a great new one he's got on his hands as well. That song is called Blue Eyes, so just 1 minute now to one. Well, while we're around, we might as well go into our digestives. Let's continue from 1978. This is Andrew Gold.
We only met about a week ago, but it doesn't seem
Rapture, one of your favorites from 1978. Andrew Gold, Never Let It Slip Away. Two After One is another digester from Leo Sayer.
In the morning light, half awake and half asleep, have you ever lay there thinking, was it all in a dream? But you reach out. Have you ever been in love? Have you ever felt how far a heart can fall? Have you ever stayed up waiting for a telephone call just to hear her say hello? 'Cause you miss each other so. Have you ever been in love? Have there been times to laugh? The times you really wanna cry, finding reasons to believe her. 'Cause you'd die a little if she lied. When in times of doubt, have you ever tried to work it out? She's far away. Have you ever felt the need to stray and try to discover it just doesn't pay? And with her you can be true, or with her you can be you. Have you ever been in love?
See you. I'll always remember that day you promised to love me. You said you loved me to the very end. And I'll never forget. I'll never forget when you walked away from me. You walked out of my life with my very best friend.
Number one song from 1975. That's, of course, the unmistakable voice of Johnny Nash. And that song is called Tears on My Pillow at 8 minutes now past one. Currently playing for you this Wednesday afternoon our lunchtime digestives. Let's hope you're enjoying them. Let's hope they're working for you as well. These little digestives are supposed to make the food go down the right way and not cause you any indigestion, okay? So we're not playing all this hard stuff, so you'll get the food down the right way. Right, we've got a letter in the post now from Gutterstown House RD, and it goes on to say, Dear Mr. Barry, I would like to give you a little bit of info on this next group. They're called Just Friends. They are from RD. The band consists of Brendan Conlon, alias Butch, on lead vocals and bass guitar. Sean Callahan, otherwise known as Jagger, on lead vocals, also on drums. Jimmy Riley on keyboards, also piano, organ, and etc. It goes on to say. Dickie McCormick on lead vocals and rhythm. And at last but not least, John Farrell on lead guitar. Goes on to say, I hope you will enjoy the group. Thanks a million and keep up the good work. Good stuff, Elizabeth Riley. So I'll tell you what, I did play this tape to myself there last night, and really quite wonderful. On the tape, they got five songs. I'll just give you a run through. The names of the songs are Blues Power, House of the Rising Sun, the old Animals number, Call Me the Breeze, Whiter Shade of Pale, the old Procol Harum song, which we're going to play for you now, and also When God Created Woman, all recorded in stereo. So here are Just Friends with their version of the old Procol Harum song, one of our digestives this afternoon, The Whiter Shade of Pale.
Truth is plain to see.
Well, that's it. That's a group called Just Friends, and that's one of the tracks on their demo tape they sent it to us. No doubt about it. A group that have certainly a great future lined up for them. That song you heard was called Whiter Shade of Pale, the old Procol Harum number. Okay, I think we're ready to go over to the newsroom to join Fergal Keneally for local, national and international news. Let's do the station check. 225 metres medium wave and also VHF 98 to 99. This is Boyneside. The time is 1:15 and we join Fergal Keneally for local, national and international news.
Afternoon, the news headlines. The pound sterling has recovered much of yesterday's losses on the foreign exchange markets. All supermarkets are open again this morning following the ending of the 10-day-old strike last night. The Taoiseach, Mr. Haughey, has expressed reluctance to support the growing European multi-million pound ban against Argentinians entering EEC nations. EEC ambassadors are meeting in Brussels to discuss Britain's request for trade sanctions against Argentina. Argentina has expressed confidence that an honourable and just peace can be negotiated over the Falkland Islands. Locally, a dramatic rescue was launched on the Boyne last night when two youths almost drowned following a raid. A number of Housing Action Committee members were at last night's Drogheda Corporation Council meeting. Drogheda traders will be closing on Good Friday and reopening the following Tuesday. Armed raiders made away from an ESB office in Dundalk with £5,000, and the weather forecast: wet with low temperatures and northerly winds, rain overnight. The news in more detail. The pound sterling has recovered much of yesterday's losses on the foreign exchange markets. In earlier dealings, it rose by about almost 1%, 1 cent against the dollar. Stock markets continue to rally with increasing hopes among investors that the Falkland Islands crisis may be resolved through diplomatic channels. All supermarkets are open again this morning following the ending of the 10-day-old strike last night. Shop assistants voted by a narrow majority to accept the latest pay offer. This will give lower paid workers an increase of up to 45%, while most will get £21 a week more over a 15-month period phased in three stages. The supermarkets which reopened this morning include Quinsworth, H. Williams, Tesco and Superquin. Fire has wrecked the main stand at Belfast's Windsor Park football stadium. Flames were spotted after a match last night and firemen were unable to prevent the stand from collapsing. Last night the Taoiseach, Mr. Haughey, expressed reluctance to support the growing European multi-million pound ban against Argentinian goods entering EEC nations. The British government shut down all trade with Argentina last night when the Taoiseach's attitude first became clear. The British embargo of Argentinian imports will be to the tune of £170 million. Later today, ambassadors and EEC commissioners will meet in Brussels to discuss concerted common market action against Argentina, thus abolishing up to 20% of Argentina's trade with the EEC. Yesterday, the Dublin Cabinet met to discuss the British sanctions request, but did not reach a firm decision on the £14 million a year import-export trade with the South American country. Mr. Haughey is reportedly against the sanctions on the grounds that they might be counterproductive. Another cabinet meeting is due to be held today, and it is suspected that Mr. Haughey will follow the common market line. Yesterday, a telegram arrived at the home of the Riley family of Anglesey Park, Killiney, to the effect that their 23-year-old daughter Jean and her 28-year-old husband Shay Mahoney from Kilkenny were safe and well in Port Stanley, the Falkland Islands. The couple have a 2-year contract with the Falkland Islands office in London. Jan Riley holds an American passport. The telegram brought immense relief to the family, but confusion still exists as the Department of Foreign Affairs attempts to determine the numbers of Irish citizens on the islands. It is thought that including family members, there may be some 20 Irish people on the islands, but this figure is not confirmed. EEC ambassadors are meeting in Brussels to discuss Britain's request for trade sanctions against Argentina. Britain imposed a total ban on imports last night and wants its EEC partners to do the same. The EEC commissioners have separate talks to discuss coordinating strategy today. The chances of unanimous EEC support are good following the community's unprecedented condemnation of the Argentinian invasion. The EEC accounts for 20% of Argentine exports, and a community-wide ban would severely hit its troubled economy. The British government faces a testing debate in the Commons today over its handling of the Falkland Islands. The main challenge will be allegations that intelligence reports alerted the government 10 days before the invasion. Mrs. Thatcher told the Commons yesterday that it was only on Wednesday of last week that the threat became clear. There are grave suspicions among MPs on both sides of the House that the signs were clear well before the event. The main speakers in today's debate are to be the new Foreign Secretary Francis Pym and Defence Minister Mr. John Knott. The aircraft carriers Invincible and Hermes are being joined today by the rest of the Falklands Task Force. Meanwhile, the British guided missile destroyer HMS Exeter has left the Florida Keys and is heading south. The vessel is bound initially for Belize, but ship's officers would not rule out the Falkland Islands as their ultimate destination. The Exeter is equipped with a Sea Dart missile and a torpedo weapon system. The RAF is chartering a number of jumbo jets and freight planes to carry men and equipment to the crisis area. As the aircraft carriers Hermes and Invincible rendezvous with the rest of the Falklands task force, three more warships look set to join them. The frigates Dido, Euralius and Battleaxe, just back from exercises, were carrying out full systems checks off Davenport. And four of Britain's six Swiftsure-class nuclear-powered submarines were said to be put on patrol, fueling speculation they are Falklands-bound. Meanwhile, the guided missile-carrying destroyer HMS Exeter has left the Florida Keys, heading south, possibly to join the task force if needed. The Argentinian General Mario Benjamin Mendez takes over today as governor of the occupied Falkland Islands. The former Army Chief of Staff said his initial task will be to consolidate Argentina's presence. Britons are preparing to leave Argentina in growing numbers despite official assurances of their safety. Newspaper distributors are refusing to handle the English language Buenos Aires Herald while the crisis lasts. Mexico has Argentina's claim to sovereignty of the Falklands but says it should withdraw its troops. Argentina is confident that an honourable and just peace can be negotiated over the Falkland Islands. This was the view of the Foreign Minister Nicanor Costa Mendez following a US offer to mediate in the dispute. The minister met US Secretary of State Alexander Haig, who had already spoken with the British and Argentinian ambassadors in Washington. Britain has said it will not negotiate until Argentinian troops are withdrawn. But Mr. Costa Mendez said he was confident, even if there were long negotiations, of reaching peace. The space shuttle Columbia has been flown back to Cape Canaveral from its landing strip in New Mexico on the back of a Boeing 747 jumbo jet. And New York has been hit by its first recorded April blizzard, and much of the eastern USA has been suffering sub-zero temperatures. The snow comes at the end of a week of freak weather, including tornadoes and heavy hailstorms which killed 73 people. New York State is now under 17 inches of snow. Rare thunderstorms, blizzards with claps of thunder, more usual in mountains, have hit New York City. A number of airports had to close, and in Minnesota the temperature fell to 18 degrees Celsius. Well, before we go into local news, we take a commercial break.
Bestware of Shop Street Drogheda. They've got the largest selection in town of Boeing's first Holy Communion and Confirmation suits, slacks, jackets, and all accessories at the keenest prices in town. And for that personal touch, it must be Bestware, the tailors of Shop Street Drogheda. A small deposit secures any article. So for the best in First Holy Communion and Confirmation suits, call to Bestware. Remember, that's Bestware of Shop Street Drogheda.
Tucked away in Narrow West Street, Drogheda, is the Third World Shop. All proceeds of goods sold there to help hungry and destitute people of the third world countries. Goethe, Oxfam and Save the Children goods are on sale there. Your help is urgently needed, so why not donate your unwanted books, ornaments, records and all saleable items to the shop. And while you're there, buy something. Every penny counts. Your support will be appreciated. Thank you.
On Good Friday next, there will be open-air stations through the streets of Drogheda. They start on the steps of St. Peter's Church at 10:30 in the morning. Boy Scouts, Girl Guides, the Order of Malta, the Red Cross and the Knights of St. Columbanus are invited to take part in the procession, the Way of the Cross. And that's on Good Friday at 10:30 a.m. from the steps of St. Peter's through the streets of Drogheda.
Welcome back to part two, the local news. A dramatic rescue was launched on the River Boyne last night when two young youths got into difficulties when their small fishing boat started to sink. Two sailors attempted to save the youths when they heard the calls for help, but they too got into difficulties. The Drogheda Recovery Rescue Service arrived on the scene and went to the aid of the drowning youths. They then towed the boat away, and two squad cars awaited the return of the rescue team where they took two youths away. In the absence of the Mayor, Alderman Fergus O'Dowd, to chair last night's corporation meeting in Fifth Street, Drogheda, the chair was taken by Councillor Peter Moore, a former mayor. Strong objections to the proposed industrial units in an old grain store formerly used by Bellew's Scarlet Street near the Cottage Hospital were raised while industrial units provided employment. The construction of the ones in question posed a health hazard, argued Councillor Moore. Residents have strenuously objected to the siting of the units, which along with the nearby active traffic junction prevents their erection elsewhere, for instance on the established industrial estate Dunor Road. It was pointed out at last night's meeting that several individuals in the town were using sites without planning permission, a matter which should quickly be rectified. Alderman Frank Godfrey suggested in no uncertain terms that derelict and closed buildings for the past couple of decades should be opened. He argued that the Corporation Council should contest the claim by the business group which presently owns the Drogheda Grammar School building, who he believed were not doing anything productive for the town. Godfrey called such groups the Mafia, at which Chairman Moore protested. He continued that the building was dangerous and housed addicts and dropouts. He added that itinerants were lately discovered near the building. However, it was stated by another councillor that the government reckoned the building was quite safe by its own inspection standards. Replying to the accusation that the building of Drogheda St. Mary's Bridge was falling behind schedule, the engineer said it was going ahead on schedule. Houses on the Cord Road should be converted into old people's homes, said Councillor Moore, proposing 1982 as the year of the aged in Drogheda. The reconstruction programme in Finian's Park was criticised as being too slow. How did the corporation expect to meet its commitment to 40 houses this year to undergo reconstruction? 9 have already been fully reconstructed in the first quarter of 1982, and a further 20 are undergoing improvements. A strong appeal was put to the council to remove the noxious jumble bin posing a fire hazard near Ballsgrove, Rathmullen, Dunor Road and Finian's Park. At the present rate of the Moneymore housing development, August would be too late for the tender of Phase 4. Meanwhile, Frank Godfrey pointed out that a further 100 persons could be on the housing list before the outset of 1983. Mr. Godfrey reminded the council of the necessity of speeding up the development of the Cross Lanes Wilman Road Junction. Extra public lighting will be required at this highly active junction, which is near the entrance to the very busy Lourdes Hospital. The Rathmullen Road is receiving attention at present concerning its needed new footpath. In connection with the Moneymore Phase 3 development, Councillor Moore expressed dissatisfaction with the progress being made by the National Building Agency. At present, the housing problem was escalating and married and family life was being endangered, partly because newlyweds, for example, would be forced to live initially with in-laws. The issue of the corporations taking over of several private housing developments in Drogheda, such as Springfield Park, Hillbrook and Glenmore Drive, was once again raised. Residents in these areas faced higher mortgages than those dwelling in corporation-owned developments and additionally did not necessarily have the advantage of good road provisions. Councillor Moore cautiously pointed out that the law is not entirely on the side of the corporation in this matter and ought not to be. In Drogheda, the Housing Finance Agency is responsible for loan schemes, but loans were affected by escalating interest rates linked to unpredictable inflation. At present, the maximum loan available to a house buyer in Drogheda was some £22,000. There is no accurate way of predicting how long it would take to repay a loan. At present, the Housing Finance Agency is arranging a scheme of mortgage protection. Michael Bell, TD of the Labour Party, described the present loan scheme as unrealistic for a local authority. While initially making loans easily available, it made repayment arduous and unpredictable. Bell called for the reintroduction of the fixed interest loan, where payment levels could be reduced over time. The present scheme is more suitable for the higher income groups, he remarked. The use of building societies would be more beneficial, he felt. This scheme was introduced to replace the SDA scheme, which Councillor Ray Dempsey argued should be retained last night. Michael Bell, TD, urged the council to consider the possibility of making available to IDA representatives to speak at one of the council's monthly meetings at least once annually. Chairman Moore agreed and said they should attend this meeting every 6 months to discuss unemployment and its remedies. The IDA should reopen an office in Drogheda and interface with Drogheda's Trade Council in monitoring and tackling unemployment and creating more work. Other towns are already doing so, argued the chairman, and Drogheda should not be least to follow suit. The infrastructure of industrial development within the town needs to be improved with a view to solving unemployment. IDA-funded foreign interests were to be criticised for not employing enough local people when setting up factories. Last night's corporation meeting adjourned on the reassuring note that a backlog of motions had been dealt with. A spokesman for a delegation of the Drogheda Housing Action Committee, which last night informally attended the Drogheda Corporation Council meeting in Fair Street, said that the group had intended to picket the meeting beforehand. However, they decided against taking the action because final arrangements were to be made last night for meeting between councillors and the Housing Action Committee on April the 21st, a forum strongly recommended by the mayor. Peter Lyons, chairman of the Drogheda Traders, has suggested that their members close on Good Friday and reopen all day Tuesday. The reason for this is that staff can avail of Good Friday ceremonies. It was also confirmed by the Drogheda Traders Association that recent Jacobs Award winner Twink will open the Bonanza Festival on May the 15th. Good news for the many Twink fans in Drogheda. Delvin's Musical Society are presenting Easter Parade, St. Patrick's Hall, Delvin, from Sunday, April the 11th to Sunday, April the 18th. Fergus Carney, musical director, choreographer, and Lawrence McCann will also be present. The admission is £2. A lorry was reported on fire near the Drogheda Dairies on the Dublin Road at 20 minutes past 11 last night. The vehicle was parked overnight. A grass fire was put out by a Drogheda fire appliance in Finian's Park at 20 past 4 yesterday afternoon. No serious damage was caused by the incident. A raid of ESB offices in Chapel Street, Dundalk, yesterday between 11.30 and 11.45 was reported to local Gardaí. Armed raiders left the premises on foot with some £5,000. Gardaí are still conducting investigations. Local golfer Des Smith has renewed his association with the Dundalk-based firm Eel Tubes for a further 2 years. In announcing the sponsorship, Matt O'Hanlon, chairman and managing director of Eel Tubes, who is also proprietor of Slipdisc in Dundalk, described Smith as not alone a great golfer, but also a great ambassador for Ireland during his travels as well. The sponsorship deal is said to be worth a total of £20,000 to Smith. Ronan Rafferty has signed a 2-year contract to represent Coca-Cola on the professional golf tournament circuits under the terms of the contract. Coca-Cola will cover Rafferty's expenses, and there will also be special bonuses for his achievements in tournaments and on the ETPD Order of Merit table. £10,000 is the amount of contract reckoned for Rafferty for each year. Some sports news. Even after extra time yesterday, the score between Dundalk and Bohemians was a stalemate at nil-all in the FAI Cup semi-final at Milltown. 6 players were shown the yellow card by Cork referee Mr. Kevin O'Sullivan. Bohemians midfielder was sent off in the 43rd minute following a clash with Barry Kehoe. Booked Dundalk players included Greg for a foul on Shelley and Dunning for deliberate handball in stopping a late Bohemians attack. Official attendance figure was some 3,000 and gate receipts amounted to £7,000. Lastly, an urgent appeal by the owner of a King Charles Cavalier dog, which was last seen playing with children outside 14 College Rise on Monday. It's reported missing by its anxious owner. The King Charles Cavalier is a highly expensive animal, and information concerning its whereabouts should immediately be brought to 14 College Rise, Drogheda, telephone 041 31207. That's 31207. Finally, the weather forecast. Outbreaks of rain, clearing to give bright spells this afternoon. Lower temperatures than usual lately. Maximum afternoon temperatures of between 11 and 13 degrees Celsius. Light variable and northerly winds with further rain overnight. The outlook, cool with fresh north to northwesterly winds. Well, that's this afternoon's news on Boyneside Radio and Television. Our next news will be at 6.15. Until then, from me, good evening.
Thank you, Fergal. 26 minutes now to 2.
Medium Wave on VHF. Owen Barry.
And Owen Barry with you until 2.30.
The music.
favorite shirts, Boy Meets Girl, then Love Plus One, and now it's Fantastic Day, the new single to come from Haircut 100 at just 23 minutes to 2. Good afternoon, welcome to our second half of the program. Here's a re-release from 75 now. Here's Pluto and Your Honor.
Anybody see my trial, grief or I? Why, Lord? I was badly beaten, found by loved ones, battered by an irate husband, searching for a man that wasn't I. When we reach the court, we're gone inside. The hand of justice shall preside over this case. The trial shall begin. Your Honor, I was inside the closet, minding I and I own business. Your Honor, it was a complete stranger causing these disturbances. In blame, say me touch him wife, which is a wicked and awful lie. Me two hand them was occupied. My shirt in my left and my pants in my right. My hand them was occupied. My shirt in my left and my pants in my right. Dear Judge, can this court accept my story from my heart? Why, Judge, if by chance you don't believe this tale, ask him why she will not fail to agree. I was a better man than he. Just in case she refused to answer, ask the maid downstairs, Agatha. She'll only be glad to testify for me. I tell him, Your Honor, I was inside the closet, minding I and I own business, Your Honor. It was a complete stranger causing these disturbances. Him claims that me touch him wife, which is a wicked and awful lie. Me two hand them was occupied. Me shirt in me left and me pants in me right. Me hand them was occupied. Me shirt in me left and me pants in me right.
Islands, specifically I am and do not understand what the man trying to say. Roots forward up.
Dear Corporal, as you lock me in this prison, pray for I. Please, Corporal, please don't leave me here to wonder why the court has made this blunder. Grab me for a crime that wasn't fair. Corporal, when you going to send me dinner? Send your mother or your sister? One more day of this I cannot bear.
Hear me now.
Your Honor, I was inside the closet, minding I and I own business. Your Honor, it was a complete stranger causing these disturbances. And claims that me touch him wife, which was a wicked and awful lie. Me hand them was occupied. Me shirt in me left and me pants in me right. Me hand them was occupied. Me shirt in me left and me pants in me right. Your Honor, I was inside the closet, minding I own business. Your Honor,
the night is right, baby. It's right for love, and love's the only thing.
Don't you tell me tomorrow? Yeah.
Smokey Robinson and Tell Me Tomorrow. At 14 minutes now to 2, Boyneside Radio on 225 metres medium wave and also VHF 98 and 99, your future in local community radio. And Owen Barry here with you until 2:30. Reminding you at 2 o'clock we've got our solid gold half hour special for this Wednesday. That's from 2 till 2:30. Here's Stevie Wonder now.